The largest prison system in the country is here in California, and that system is also overcrowded and riddled with gang violence, violence that's flared up in recent weeks. Last weekend, the state's corrections secretary abruptly resigned, saying there isn't the political will needed to reform the dysfunctional system. Judy Campbell of member station KQED reports.
Rewind to 2004. Gruesome stories invaded the news. Guards in youth facilities were caught on video beating young offenders. Adult prisons were crammed and violent. And a new report showed California had a recidivism rate twice the national average. California's new governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, flush with overwhelming success in the recall election, said he'd take on the massive system. Pundits said the governor's tough guy image would allow him to do something no California governor had done in decades. Risk being called soft on crime by lowering the inmate population and improving conditions.
Our system must be committed to rehabilitate our prisoners, to give them education, vocational training, to teach them skills so when they get out, they are successful.
Schwarzenegger created a new cabinet position on corrections and appointed a longtime prison insider, Roderick Hickman. Hickman reorganized the department, changing the name to the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, and took on the powerful prison guard union. But more than 2 years later, State Senator Jackie Speier says the prison population is higher than ever, and court-ordered alternatives to prison haven't materialized.
There's been a lot of talk about reform of this department, and there has been no walk.
When Hickman abruptly resigned this week, he told the Los Angeles Times that the governor and legislature no longer have the will and commitment necessary to see change through. Republican political analyst Dan Schnur says Schwarzenegger took on prisons when his political capital was high, but now he's struggling for support and reelection.
The difficulty with an issue like prison reform is that while there's a clear real-world policy downside to inaction, there's not much of a political downside. So ignoring the issue altogether isn't going to hurt politically.
That makes advocates for reform wonder if it even matters who will next be appointed chief of the state's prisons.
You know, that's a good question.
Joe Gunn headed the expert panel chosen by Governor Schwarzenegger to create a broad-ranging blueprint for reform 2 years ago. But despite national accolades for the plan, Gunn says it was virtually ignored.
Unless there's a real attitude change in the legislature and in the governor's office, I don't think there's much of a chance. I think the corrections department is total chaos.
Most prison watchers agree. Don Spector heads the prison law office, which sued the state over inmate medical care, forcing a court-ordered federal takeover of prison health last month. Spector says lawsuits have been about the only way to get significant change.
Instead of taking responsibility for ourselves to make policy choices and to make sure things are running in a constitutional manner, the government seems willing to let the courts run the show. And if that's the way it has to be, then we'll go forward with that in mind. But it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Still, many reformers praise the woman Schwarzenegger is appointed as interim secretary. That's Jeannie Woodford, former warden at San Quentin State Prison, known as a champion of prison rehabilitation. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.